This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Proverbs 22 through 24, Leroy presents a principle of learning that can change the way you live. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some of the most practical help I received as a new Christian came from today's passage of Scripture. The man who was helping my wife and me in our spiritual growth shared Proverbs 22:17 through 21 with us and challenged us to take its teaching to heart. The passage says, "Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. They shall be fitted in your lips, that your trust may be in the Lord. I have made known unto you this day. Have not I written to you excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make known unto you the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth to them that send unto you?" Christian, that passage is loaded. For instance, when we approach the Word of God, our attitude must be one of humility. The Bible is not the opinion of man, but the authoritative Word of God. In addition, our study of the Word must be with a view toward application. Way back when Delaware belonged to the Indians, the great pastor and teacher, Matthew Henry, said this: "We must lodge the Word of God within us as the commanding principle of life, the influences of which will be diffused throughout the whole personality." That means that if the Word of God is given the central place in our lives, our actions and our reactions will be influenced by it. In other words, we must put God's Word in the driver's seat of our lives if we want to live in a way that honors the Lord. Note carefully that Proverbs 22:18 tells us to keep the words of God in our hearts and have them ready on our lips. How can we do that? The answer is consistent review. Do you know your phone number, your address, your zip code? Of course you do. You're forever reviewing them in everyday use. But do you know your hat size? Probably not, unless you buy a hat fairly often. It is review that keeps knowledge current in our minds. The French say that repetition is the mother of all learning. And the person who puts the Word of God in his heart through Scripture memory and keeps it there through regular review, God promises that the Holy Spirit will bring to mind what you need when you need it. It will be, as the writer of Proverbs said, in your heart, ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Is there a spiritual point of no return? We'll find out tomorrow from Proverbs 25 through 29 on Daily Discipleship.